James Harden, for second time all season that we remember, priced higher than Russell Westbrook tonight, mm-hmm. Tony. Which one do you go with?
Yeah, there's no. It's James Harden. The game is off the line, offline right now. So we're on the team totals there. But Memphis, one of the top teams defensively in basketball. Their team, the total in that game is 204.5. Memphis is very good defensively. Oklahoma City Thunder have a 104 total. I expect the Houston Rockets to have a over a 110 total. I expect that to be in the 220s that game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Just more of a conducive environment for higher scoring game with the Rockets and the Timberwolves.
Right now, in my lineup, for the record, I have both Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
How are you pulling this off?
It's crazy, right? And it's all because of Nemanja Bjelica.
Who?
Basically, if Zach LaVine doesn't play tonight because he has a hip injury and they say he's day-to-day, so I have no idea if he's going to play or not. But when he doesn't play, Bjelica, how do you pronounce his name? I don't know, I'm asking you, Tony, but how do you pronounce this guy's name?
Bjelica?
Yeah, that
That's
guy.
That's how I pronounce it.
Yeah. He plays 41 minutes last time Zach LaVine didn't play. So he's going to get a ton of minutes. He's this bare minimum price tonight. Going to follow Tony's lead, getting the big guys against Boston, Markieff Morris, Madison Gortat, and then everything else kind of plays itself.
You know, that game, that Houston Rockets-Minnesota Timberwolves game is going to be a game that you look at it. Eric Gordon is another guy that could be out in that one.
Yep.
Corey Brewer put up some good fantasy points in that contest last night. He's a guy that you could go and get on the cheap in that one. I think Harrell, when they play back-to-back.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yep.
They limit Nene's value. Kyle Anthony Towns, not a very good defender. So you could target a lot in this contest tonight. And I also like that Washington-Boston game, which there's no line on as of yet. We talked about it, Markieff Morris, the Marcin Gortat situation there. Those guys have a big game in that one tonight.
I think it's
the
a great
Cleveland
point.
The Cleveland game's tough because I like Damon Lillard a lot against Cleveland, but the Cleveland side of things makes me scared. Because they have the resistance to rest players, where Portland, we don't worry about it. They just keep playing everybody.
Too bad. You made a great point. We have to follow the Eric Gordon news. If Eric Gordon doesn't play, Corey Brewer, who stepped up last night, so 26 minutes of action against them. Not a very good Minnesota defensive team, obviously.
No.
Bare minimum price for Corey Brewer. That could be a way to fill out your lineup. Zach LaVine, another one that we have to look at. And then Montrezl Harrell, you said it, Tony, back-to-backs with Nene. It's Harrell getting the majority of the minutes here. Now, whether he starts or not, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So that's definitely something you have to look at tonight. Keep a look at all these injuries here because tonight with some high priced guys, with Westbrook out there, with Harden out there, you're going to need value, Scotty.
This is unofficial, okay? But I'm just practicing here. I made a lineup and I want to run it by you guys.
Let me hear it.
Okay.
Okay. Derrick Rose and CJ McCollum at the guards.
Wait, you're gonna play Derrick Rose tonight? Are you out of your mind?
No.
Okay.
I trust Tony Sincotta. I'll tell you why in a minute. Allen Crabbe, Joel Embiid, Enes Kanter, Elfrid Payton, Markieff Morris, and Carmelo Anthony. I'm shaky on the Carmelo Anthony.
So you're not playing Harden or Westbrook?
No.
Yeah, the Elfrid Payton could be a tough one, too. In that game, Chris Paul, very good defender in that one. Elfrid Payton, I expect that total for me is the craziest thing. Like, that total's way too high. The 209. I don't think.
Give me the under there, for sure.
Yeah, I like the under in that one because the LA is very good defensively and the Clippers there. The Derrick Rose thing is interesting. I talked about it on DFS today. If you look at a matchup, right?
Yep.
Philadelphia defensively,
awful.
Very poor.
Awful.
Derrick Rose.
Sergio Rodriguez,
back,
right?
Sergio Rodriguez, TJ
McConnell.
Probably both those guys will be in there tonight. If you go and look what Derrick Rose did before he decided to take his. A little vacation. If he is announced in the starting lineup tonight at that price at $5,900, and you paired him with a Harden or a Westbrook, I mean, we have four consecutive games of 20-plus points where he got benched in the fourth quarter. Are they going to be cognizant of that? Are they going to try to play, let Derrick Rose play in this game against a very poor defensive team? Because he had 41 points and then a 25 and a 41 prior to those games. At 32, We're talking about a guy that could put up 30-plus points at 5,900 tonight.
Again, big difference on FanDuel and DraftKings there. DraftKings, 5,900. FanDuel, 6,600 for Derrick Rose.
Yeah, so he's a lot cheaper tonight on DraftKings there. And I also like T.J. McConnell in the game, too. T.J. McConnell, 5,400 and 5,500 on FanDuel and DraftKings, respectively. This is a guy, if you look at it, he put up 24 fantasy points in his last game, but then a 41, a 28, and a 29. He's really playing well, and that defense, you know, with the Knicks is one of the poorest defenses in the league.
Yeah, that's why I put Embiid in there. Now, like, obviously, it's not an ideal lineup, but, you know, it's just a practice kind of thing. I want to know what you guys thought of it.
Yeah, I think to me, especially on the short slate night, Scotty, it is tough to go out and win a game without Russell Westbrook or James Harden. Like, you're going to need one of them in there.
Yeah, like, I'm going to take Anthony out and see how I can work him in.
If you have five games, which this one's six, so it's a little over there. If you don't have the guy, like last night, Harden puts up 79. If you don't have that, you're done.
Right.
You can't win.
Or that was like two nights ago, right? On, what was it, Monday night, where Anthony Davis put up 70. Like, you can't win without that.
No. And that's the whole time. The least amount of games, you've got to have that guy that goes off. And a lot of times I'll just start off with the guy with the highest projected total. Whenever we have a small field. And tonight, for me, it's James Harden.
Yeah, I tend to agree. As I said, right now, Westbrook and Harden both in my lineups. I don't know if that'll stay, but it is possible, given some of the value, given Eric Gordon's status, given Zach LaVine's status. Those are two things that I'll be watching throughout the day and no doubt texting you about, Tone.
Yeah, we'll put those together, the lineups. I haven't put them together. I hate doing it too early because then I focus on it the whole day. And
right.
I changed it 83 times.
100%, and I know that. So I did this where we drove an hour number one. I have this in my lineup, and now it's me in my head. Wow, I can play Westbrook and Harden together all day. How do I make this work? 100%, it will be my head all day now. You're totally right.